Yeah, no, it was a great event today, and a couple of the main points we wanted to get through was getting community feedback on some of the optional features that we can still have. We haven't broke ground. Obviously, the bidding hasn't happened, so we still have time to make adjustments. And you hear a lot throughout the community of what it could or what it is going to be, and we want to be very honest and upfront where we were with the funding, where the process we were at for the engineering, where we're at. And then also what I mentioned earlier is what should we change or what should we modify to be able to bring the needs of what the community wants to what our project is actually going to be.
And the one update I guess I wasn't familiar with is where we're at fundraising. I was pretty impressed. So total project and where are we at in terms of the fundraising for this project?
Yeah, so right now we've kind of kept it tight-lipped, like you said, but our goal, it started around $6.5 million. Over the last couple years, as costs have gone up, we're kind of more realistic in that $7.5 million range. And as of today, we're sitting at 67% of that, so roughly about $5 million. And then today kind of kicks off that that last $2.5 million. We want to come back to the community because a lot of the funding has come through some grants, some private funding today, and now kind of kicks off that public fundraiser. And we hope we can get that last $2.5 million to get this project finalized.
So what is the easiest way for somebody to contribute? Is there a clearinghouse or a contact, or what's the best way?
Yeah, the best way, working with the city, there's a committee of about 10 of us right now. Everything runs through the Park District, so the Aledo Park District will be who you would donate to. Working with the city right now is a great way to get that kicked off, or a Park District board member or anybody on that pool committee can take care of that option for you.